Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Theka Network for giving me this opportunity to bring this show to the public, where we talk about each week Reiki, all things surrounding Reiki, the Reiki practice, teaching Reiki, how to get Reiki into your life. Reiki is a universal life force energy. An intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and spiritual development. For more information on Reiki, you can check my website out, which is www.violetrosereiki.com, or send an email to rose@violetrosereiki.com. You can also find me on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki. Also on Facebook, I have a page which is called Reiki Ward, as in hospital ward. This is Reiki Ward, which was formed to provide distance Reiki healing for free for humans and animals all over the world. You just post your request for healing. You can even post a request for healing for a family member or a friend up on the Reiki Ward page. And we will get to it. And Reiki Ward does 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day at a minimum. We also place these requests on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 energy work and healing. The call-in number this evening to speak with me, your host, Rose Jimenez of Violet Rose Reiki, owner and founder of Violet Rose Reiki. The number here is area code 347-677-0699. Love to hear from you. Don't be shy. Give a call. I'm going to start this off tonight. And, you know, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I've had a couple of people say this to me this week. I haven't had a problem with it until immediately before the show started. It's like Mercury retrograde is still in retrograde. I know it went direct on Sunday. However, I just had a little Mercury retrograde incident tonight. I just have to tell you about it. Right before the show, my monitor died. I don't know why, but all of a sudden I had no monitor. So if I have no monitor, I can't be in the control room. And I'm like, oh, my God, my show. Ah! But I very resourcefully and quickly found the problem and fixed it. And so here I am. Such a blessing. Such a blessing. The Reiki energy flows and it just helps everything work better. Before we get started, let me see who we have on the line here. Good evening, 516. Who am I speaking with?
Right now?
Yes, right now.
Oh, hi. Hi, Violet Rose. This is Lori. I'm a Facebook friend of yours. I also met you a couple of times.
Hi,
and how are you?
I'm good.
First of all, I wanted to tell you how fabulous your Facebook pages are. There was a moment that I decided I was going to get off Facebook, and then all of a sudden your posts just kept coming, and they just hooked me. So I stayed to enjoy your positive energy on love, which is super great for me.
I'm so glad.
But anyway, you said I can
call
in and ask any question, and my question is the law of attraction. If you are wanting to attract better things into your life, why don't you tell me exactly how to go about it?
Okay, I can tell you how I go about it, and then I can tell you what the law of attraction says how you should do it. It's kind of the same way. What you have to do is first sit down, relax your mind, breathe, empty your mind, do a little breathing meditation, and then think about what it is you want to attract. And you have to be very careful with this, and you have to be very specific, because if you go, like, I remember in the olden days, you know, they'd say, oh, if you want a husband, go pray to St. Anthony. And, you know, I had friends who, like, they would go to St. Anthony every week and say, send me a husband, send me a husband. Well, he did. He was sending them all married men who wanted to have affairs. So,
somebody else's husband.
Yeah. So, like, she went back and she's like, wait a minute. Hold up, Tony. I want a husband who's free to be – I want my own husband, a free man, a single man, to be my husband. And then – she did eventually, you know, she did get married. So, you know, specific, be specific.
Right. But what if you're not exactly 1,000% sure what it is you want, and you're hoping that the other party might be able to visualize it a little better than yourself if you're
in a confused
state? Can't, right?
No, if you're in a confused state, my dear, don't do anything. Hold the phone. You have to know what you want. When it, with regard to anything, you know, it's like how many people go out there looking for love. I want love, I want love. And what I always say to people when they say that, if I get into any kind of conversation like that, it's like, okay, answer me this truthfully. Do you 100% love yourself? And sometimes they say yes, and sometimes they say no. And if they say no, I'm like, okay, go back and work on that. Because you can't share something you don't have. And if you don't have the love for yourself, then you're not going to find it with anybody else. I don't care how good they are. I don't care if they're wealthy. I don't care if they're drop-dead gorgeous, handsome, what have you, kind, compassionate. If you don't have it in you and it doesn't exist within you, you will not find the counterpart to hook up with to join together. You see what
I'm
going with this?
I guess that's why I'm so attracted to your pages on love and self-love. And, I'm real attracted to that. I resonate with that, and I'm working on that.
And it's good, yeah, because the whole concept of those pages, I mean, people make fun of them. They go, oh, love, love. You know, you got these rose-colored glasses on. I'm like, no. No, this is to help people understand what love is truly about, and that it does start with you, and that you have to love yourself. And there's something that happens. I'm going to tell you, Lori, because this happened to me. I was an emotionally abused child. I had very distant mom and dad. I had two brothers who were like 17 years my elders, and they didn't want to know about me. I was a lonely, ignored, abused child. My childhood wasn't the greatest, and that reflected in my marriage. After my divorce, I didn't want this to happen again. So I did some self-investigation and I found the self-love. And wherein it says sit in meditation, I did. I got quiet, sat in meditation, and I connected to divine source. Now, I call it divine source. People call it God, goddess, Buddha, you know, whatever. But you connect to the holy power, the divine source of power that you yourself believe in. And I'm telling you, it is palpable. When you connect to that, and here you are, you know, little old you going, I don't love myself, I'm not worthy, I need love. And you pray. And I'm telling you, it's like when Mikao Usui was on the mountaintop and the energy of Reiki hit him. You get hit with this energy and you can feel it. Believe me, you feel it down to your soul. And it fills you with such love and light that you really feel it. And then you feel the love yourself. And you know that this divine source loves you. And then you feel that love and you love it and you're whole and you're complete. It's a total healing. And from there, now you do know what love is. You go forward and you heal at your own pace and you find the love. Trust me.
I'm going to keep doing that. And I got a grin from ear to ear right now because I'm excited.
Right. After that, you do the law of attraction. Now, what I did after that was I wrote down on a piece of paper. I said, okay, God, if you don't want to be, you don't want me to be alone all my life because I'm really happy being alone. I'm a happy person. I love myself. I love my job, my house, my friends. I'm good here with the cat. I'm okay. Don't need the man. All right. Not that I'm opposed to it. If you have a guy in mind, certainly send him in. But I wrote out all of the qualities in a man that I wanted, that I was looking for, and I was as specific as I could be. And whether you believe me or not, the man walked into my life about 5 or 6 years later, and I was doing double takes and triple takes because I would just go down my list. And I'm ticking off items, going all the way down the list, going, this can't be happening. This guy is exactly who and what I said I wanted. And it was like, woo! So
I have my list, and I'm going to check it again when I get off the phone. And I am going to do my meditation, and I am going to be very exacting. And I have more faith than you can imagine.
Yeah, be very
truly
exacting,
believing.
Feel it and then own it and then show your gratitude. Even before you get what you're asking, show gratitude. And then what you got to do, which is a very hard thing for a lot of us to do, you have to let it go, put the list and everything else somewhere in a back drawer and forget you ever wrote it and trust the universe. And the other thing is trust that the universe is going to make this happen. It will manifest, but it will manifest in the universe's time, not in your time, in the universe's time.
Exactly.
So patience, trust, believe, those are all your key words.
And I'm all excited.
Cool.
I am. I'm going to go, go, go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Keep reading the love wall.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for spreading this information and unconditional love out there. It's great, 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 great.
So
really
much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks
so,
a lot.
All right. Now, if I want to listen to the rest of the show, how do I do this?
You mean not on
press
your phone?
Two?
I don't know when you call in.
I think I'm going to have to hang up and then call back in and press 2.
And call back in and press 2, yeah.
Okay,
great.
Thanks so much.
All right, sweetheart, thanks for calling in. Good luck.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Lori B. I'm so happy that the Love Wall, I have a page called the Love Wall page on Facebook, and there's a lot of inspirational posts there. And there's also the Love Wall group on Facebook, and we do try and promote love because everything is love, and love is what really resonates, and that is the energy, and that's what we want to be putting out there. I myself have always called Reiki is love. When you are transmitting Reiki energy, when you're giving Reiki to yourself or when you're giving Reiki to someone else, or even when you're you're sending Reiki, distance healing to someone else. When you feel that energy, the only way that I could truly describe it is love. I mean, yes, it's an intelligent energy. It's a spiritual energy. It guides itself, all of the above. But really, that's what love does. If you can tap into love, and if you can feel the compassion and the self-love, it's healing. It really is healing. I don't know if you guys have heard about, there was a baby that was born, and the doctors didn't think that this child was going to make it. And her mom, I think it was a girl, her mom said, give me the baby. And she put the baby on her chest. And now this baby's outside the womb, but it's on its mother's chest and it's hearing her heartbeat. And the mother's got her hands on the baby. And long story short, the baby made it. So love is such a powerful, wonderful healer. And again, we just have to believe in love, trust it, be patient, trust the universe, knowing that the universe knows what we need. We have all these wants. We have all these desires. We have all these control issues. If we just surrender control and learn how to live with the universe and having the universe guide us, if we could just be quiet enough to listen to that inner voice, that inner wisdom, you'll see things start to go much better. Give up control. Give up the fight. You have to pick your battles, and trying to have your way and your will and not listening to your inner voice, which is kind of like the GPS system we're all born with, that's a mistake. Listen to that internal GPS system. Once again, the call-in number here is 347-677-0699. I'd love to speak to you if you'd be inclined to call in. Now, let's see. Actually, tonight's topic was ancient wisdom for a modern world. And, well, Lori kicked it off really well because the law of attraction really is ancient wisdom. I mean, people have been practicing the law of attraction forever. It's just that it's been come to be known as the law of attraction. But many cultures and many peoples from all over the world have some form of law of attraction, and they've practiced it. The remembrance of the sacred is a key that can awaken our consciousness. The sacred is not something primarily religious or even spiritual. It is not a quality we need to learn to develop. It belongs to the primary nature of all that is, as above, so below. When our ancestors knew that everything they could see was sacred, this was not something taught but instinctively known. It was as natural as sunlight, as necessary as breathing. We all have within us the sense of the sacred, a sense of reverence, however we may articulate it. It's a part of our human DNA. We each need to find this key within us. See, inner voice, inner GPS. What does it mean for something to be sacred? What feeling does this evoke? How do we recognize the quality of the sacred, and how do we then respond? Well, I'll be back in 1 minute and we'll find out. Okay. If we recognize the sacred and embrace it within all of life, we will find that life will speak to us as it spoke to our ancestors. It will remind us of how to live in harmony with creation and how to restore the balance that is intrinsic to life. This is the ancient wisdom of the earth itself. The earth, which has evolved and changed over millennia, has been through previous ecological shifts. Unless we return to this deep knowing, real sustainability will remain a concept rather than a lived reality. Once we bring this foundational awareness into our consciousness, into our relationship with the world in which we are present, we will find that it opens a door in our consciousness into oneness. And that's really what we're all looking for, oneness, to be one with all. The sacred is a quality of spirit in which all is one. Once we recognize something as sacred, we feel its unity, the whole of which it is a part. The sacred naturally draws us away from separation towards oneness. The remembrance of the sacred is a key that can awaken our consciousness to the oneness to which we belong. The greatest tragedy of modern day man is that we have lost this primal awareness, this knowing of the sacred. I mean, look at what's happening, the fracking that's going on, the murdering and massacring of the wolves, the pouring stuff into the seas, these big plastic jungle islands floating around, the GMOs. I mean, it's become, everyone is just out for a killing, literally, a killing to make money, a killing to make big money. And in that ego-driven, selfish mindset, these people are killing the planet. They're killing their fellow humans. They're wiping animals off the planet. Extinction is gone crazy. They are upsetting the whole ecological balance. And it's really, really sad. And everybody has that mindset of, I'm out for myself. You know, the heck with you. It's all me. Because I want to make this money, and I don't care how I make it. We're not together. We're not one. And that all comes from losing this primal awareness. As we became more educated, sorry to say, instead of helping us, it's hurting us. We need to go back to the sacred idea of oneness and knowing where our blessings come from and treating the land and everyone in it as one, as the same as us, and to harmonize with it. Through this simple act of remembrance, we can then regain the balance we have so dangerously, dangerously lost and continue to lose on a daily basis. Then we can see how we are part of the interconnected web of life and know the work that needs to be done. Our outer actions, rather than reconstellating the patterns of separation, will naturally come from oneness and help life's unity to unfold. We will again be a part of the evolving organic interdependence of life. Without this simple key of awareness of the sacred, we could remain lost in the wasteland world we are creating. We'd be lucky to be lost. The other alternative is we're all going to die off, and people are having children, and those beautiful children that you're welcoming into the world with such joy and happiness are going to have a very short life expectancy if we destroy the planet. If we remember the sacred, we will find ourselves in a world as whole as it is holy. This is not a world that sustains our models of economic growth and consumer desires. This is rather a world of wonder and magic, and a world that needs our attention, that needs to be sustained as much as it sustains us. sustains our souls as well as our bodies. But first, we need to make this shift in consciousness to see the earth with new eyes. The way that words can tell is not the eternal way. The name that words can name is not the eternal name. The nameless is the source of heaven and earth. The name is the mother of myriad forms. Free from desire, behold the unknowable. Filled with desire, behold the visible. Being and non-being, springing from source, and differing only in their name. This is the deepest mystery, the darkest of the dark. This is the gateway opening to the all. And that is from the Tao Te Ching, which is a wonderful book. If you haven't read it, excerpts or anything from it, please do. Lots of wisdom there. From the Isis temples of ancient Egypt to the Inanna temples of Sumeria, from Avalon to the Oracle at Delphi, women came to seek training and remembrance of their inner divinity and development of skills to step into their spiritual power. But eventually these lineages and the knowledge that they held disappeared into the dark one by one. As the patriarchal mindset became stronger and stronger, we lost a lot of the knowledge and spiritual power that these lineages of women held and were being handed down and taught to us. There's a need for balance. And as they say, you have the yin and the yang. And all these years of patriarchal control, you had very masculine energy. It was all about get it done, build, make the money, push forward, be left brain ruled. Forget you have emotions. Forget, you know, you're creative. Just, you know. And now with the return of the divine feminine, there's a collective movement happening deep within many of us that is calling us to reclaim and remember these ancient lineages and bring them forward in new ways. The divine feminine is now making herself known with an urgent, raw, and passionate power. Much of humanity has lost connection with our feminine qualities. There is a deep disconnection with the earth, with our bodies, and with the very essence of life. And as a result, for many people, life has lost its deeper sense of soul purpose, of meaning. When we are starved of this connection, we quite literally wither and dry up inside. We can feel isolated and alone. As a result, there's a deep healing needed for our collective planetary soul. And we are called to offer now a place where we can come together in sacred space and undertake a soul retrieval of the feminine, both for ourselves and our larger community. In doing so, we have an opportunity to reconnect with this ancient feminine wisdom that lives beyond, or rather that lives both inside our bodies and the layers of the collective consciousness. As we integrate the ancient female lineages of the past and reignite the fires of schools like Avalon, Dendara, Delphi, Egypt, and the Maya, and so many more, we begin to reweave the missing thread in our soul and in our psyche. Thousands of years ago, the high priest of Egypt performed a special rite called final initiation. Many of these secret ceremonies took place at the Great Pyramid, where initiates performed sacred rituals involving breathing, meditating, and chanting. Sounds kind of like a Reiki class to me. Afterwards, the students were ready to re-enter the world as healers. The author of Ancient Teachings for Beginners, Douglas DeLong, demonstrates how to perform this final initiation rite and other methods for advancing one's psychic and healing abilities. These techniques involve energy healing, chakra work, color, chanting, breathing, all designed to help one achieve spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. You see how many of these energy works, the energy healing, chakra work, color work, chanting, breathing, a lot of those are in Reiki, and some of them are branched out to other forms of healing. We have sound healing, we have theta healing, we have the reconnection, all different forms of healing that are available to us. And these forms of healing tap into these ancient healing forms and initiations from way, way back. At Violet Rose Reiki, we have something called the psychic attunement. And it's to have the person tap into their own psychic ability, because we all have psychic ability. It's just in some people, it's more pronounced. It flows more freely. In others, they never, you know, had any inclination, psychic ability or psychicness was never spoken of in their families. But with this attunement, you can start to tap into this energy and this ability and go forward. And if it's your desire to work as a psychic and to help people with your psychic ability, it will help you in that also. If you want to know about the psychic attunement, go to my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. I believe it's under services. If you are looking to take Reiki classes, you can also find the Reiki classes there. Send an email if a class is something you're interested in, or if you're interested in having a Reiki session or any of the services Violet Rose Reiki offers. The 21st century descendants, this is very interesting, of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Like their ancestors, give free spiritual energy treatments, healing treatments to others. These ancient healing treatments using naturally occurring high frequency electromagnetic energies to heal people of health problems. The electrical wavelengths and magnetic currents of a healthy body, when super energized, can be used to heal injuries and disease in oneself and others. An individual in the super energized state of high frequency electromagnetic energies, known as enlightenment, is able to focus a flow of high frequency energy to heal injuries and disease at the subatomic cellular level. Many years ago, before I had formally trained in Reiki, I had a friend who was going through a really bad time, and I did healing on her. I followed my inner GPS, and I was told to just put my arms around her and from my heart to pray, which I did, to bring down the energy of God, divine source, what have you, so that that energy would envelop both of us and that that energy could help to heal her. And it did. It gave her much calm, peace. She was very nervous, very anxious, and she really was having much trouble with anxiety attacks. And it was then I kind of said, wow, you know, this has got something to it. And it was always on my mind until, of course, I came to Reiki and was formally educated in Reiki. And in my second level class of Reiki, I realized that this was something my dad's father had done for years. And he didn't even know it was Reiki. But my grandfather used to, a lot of people in the neighborhood back in Brooklyn, they used to bring their babies to my granddad. And my granddad would hold the baby in his left arm and pass his right hand from the top of the child's head down to its feet. And while he was passing his hand over the child, he was praying. My grandfather was a very blessed natural healer. And I was so amazed when it clicked that, wow, this is really, Reiki is really what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just love the benefits of Reiki, using it, doing it, helping heal other people, facilitate healing rather on other people. I think it's great. And can't say more about, I love it. I love doing Reiki. I love teaching Reiki. I think Reiki is such a blessing. Life comprised of different electrical wavelengths, as many Reiki practitioners have, magnetic currents, all these different energies. The magnetic currents these are magnetic currents of love at the subatomic or quantum level. And as I said before, to me, Reiki is love. It's the energy of love. String theorists, quantum mechanics, adherents, and Einsteinian physicists agree that the basic substance of our universe is comprised of electromagnetic energy. Today, Jesus and Mary Magdalene's descendants use an ancient healing technique which enables us to focus a flow of high-frequency electromagnetic energies to heal ourselves and others. A spiritual energy healer is able to focus a flow of this high-frequency electromagnetic energy down to a subatomic cellular level. High-frequency spiritual energy heals people at the cellular level by replacing damaged cells with new stem cells. This process, a natural stem cell replacement therapy, combines high-frequency electromagnetic energy with an individual's DNA to naturally create new stem cells. This process enables one's body to heal itself naturally and normally. Who we really are is a body of light, or a light body. We visit our permanent light body at night when our temporary physical body, which we use to experience third dimensional earthly activities, goes to sleep and we dream. Our light body, which surrounds our physical body, or your aura, is that part of us which some religions refer to as one's Holy Spirit. When our light bodies first began to experience incarnations into human physical bodies, all humanity was consciously connected between their permanent light bodies. During this ancient golden age of humanity, a conscious connection meant that there was no constriction of high-frequency electromagnetic energy transmissions between one's light body and one's physical body. The constant connection to the high-frequency energies of one's permanent light body meant that one's temporary physical body did not quickly wear out and or die from disease. However, in their great comfort, these first ones of humanity began to focus more of their time on eating and drinking and other sensual delights of third-dimensional earthly life. The first ones of humanity began to neglect and then stopped their daily practice of electromagnetic energy techniques and maintained a constant energetic connection between their physical bodies and their light bodies. How many people, I have students when they start Reiki, they're like, wow, this is really great energy. And I love doing it. I feel so much better. And then little by little, they get lazy or they're too focused on the physical day-to-day 3D living and they put their Reiki aside. And then they start to feel kind of go back to, they don't have that energy buzz they had when they were doing the Reiki daily. And even people, I'm sure those of you who practice Tai Chi or Qigong, yoga practitioners, people who exercise on a daily basis. If you're not running your energy or exercising your energetic field on a daily basis, I'm sure you wake up some mornings and you feel there's kind of a loss. You wake up, it's like, feeling a little off. Where did it go? Well, because you're not tapping into that energy source. You're getting kind of stuck in that place where you're becoming all into your physical aura, your energetic field. We have this energetic field and the aura, which is made up of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And so now here we are spending a lot of time in the auric body known as the physical. Or sometimes we'll spend a lot of time in the auric bodies, the physical and the mental. Do you really spend that much time in the psychological and the spiritual? Not really, I tend to guess. Which could account for why so many people are out there with psychological issues. Could just be stress. Stress is definitely psychological. And, you know, it comes from the mental. We're always worried. And then we're worried about how we're going to get rid of this stress. And we're like hamsters on wheels, which causes us to block our spiritual aura. And it's neglect. It's very difficult to stay balanced on all levels, but it's something we should all strive to do. You want to have some physical activity. You want to have some mental activity. You also want to have psychological and spiritual activity going on a daily basis. Like the old saying goes, don't put all your eggs into one basket. If you're working intellectually and you do nothing physical, you do nothing spiritual, you're on overload, you're imbalanced. And this imbalance is behind a lot of ailments, and which is why we do these energetic healings. When you come for a Reiki session, Reiki energy helps go through all your bodies, your aura, your meridians, your chakras, everything. And that Reiki energy gets rid of whatever blockages, knots, whatever that's happening within your body to release and bring calm. And when you release those energetic blockages, you're releasing whatever dis-ease you're hanging on to. Without daily practice of energy balancing, people's unresolved mental and emotional problems began to cause unpleasant situations in themselves and between others. And after only a few decades instead of hundreds of years, in time, almost all humanity lost their constant connection to the higher frequency electromagnetic energies of their light bodies. Today, lifespans for human physical bodies are only 60 to 70 years instead of centuries, like the lifespans individuals enjoyed during humanity's golden age. Fortunately, a few individuals did continue their spiritual energy techniques and retain the high-frequency electromagnetic energy connections between their temporary physical bodies and their permanent light bodies. Those who continued their daily practice of high energy techniques became the spiritual leaders and healers of their tribes and clans. Individuals with a constant electromagnetic connection between their light body and their physical bodies are known as enlightened ones. The term enlightenment comes from the high frequency energy that emanates from the pineal gland of an enlightened one. Enlightenment's constant connection between one's pineal gland and their light body produces a halo effect of high-frequency energy around one's pineal gland that extends outward from one's head. Those who have eyes that see are able to observe the high-frequency electromagnetic energies of love and light that emanate from an enlightened one's pineal gland. Enlightened ones use the constant connection between their angelic fourth dimensional light body and their earthly third dimensional physical body to heal others by a simple laying on of hands. Now, I have seen people and I know people who, when you look at them, they say the eyes are the mirror to the soul. When I look at someone and I look in their eyes, and I look at their face, I can always tell those who are using their energy, who are tapping into this, their own electromagnetic connection and connecting with the source of energy, and connecting with this great fount of energetic healing. That if you look at them, their eyes are bright, open, clear. Their faces are relaxed and smiling and gentle, and you almost can see a light emanating from their face and from their being around their head. I've always been, I don't know how to say this, but I've always kind of doubted people who say they're energy healers, or people who say they work with energy, but when you look at their faces, you see their eyes are small and squinty, or they have dark circles, or they're gray, or their coloring is like yellow, green, gray. Their coloring is just off. You don't see that light emanating from them. And you don't have to be psychic to see this light. Yeah, some people just look like they sparkle. It's just pops out from their face. And, you know, I look for that. When I'm looking for an energy healer or any kind of energy worker, I'm looking for that look. Because if someone looks half dead, I think, okay, you do energy work and energy healing, but you look like you're ready to lay down and have them just start piling dirt on top of you. Those people who emanate confidence, health, vibrancy, light. Well, that's the kind of person I want to go to because that's the energy source I want to plug into. So many years ago, it was funny. This story reminds me of this. We had gone to a lecture given by someone at a holistic center. And there had to be about 30 of us in the audience and this gentleman, and it was 8 o'clock at night. So it was like after the work day and everything. And this gentleman, what was he advertising? Whatever he was advertising was to help with energy, that this product or whatever will help give you energy. And granted, it's 8 o'clock at night. Everybody's been working and not too full of energy right now. So he says, those of you in the audience who feel 100% fully energized and energetic right now, raise your hands. And the only two people there who raised their hands were me, myself, and another Reiki master teacher who was into Reiki. So there are the two of us in the back of the audience, both hands raised, only hands raised in the room. And the audience turned around like, huh? Because I think the speaker and everybody there assumed everybody was going to be wiped out, dead, tired. But those of you who know about Reiki energy and energy healing know that when one practices energy healing and walks their talk and does their energy healing to themselves on a daily basis, and they're always running that energy, we're fine. You know, we're fine. And so we kind of shocked the guy and they were like, well, you know, but yeah, the highest frequency electromagnetic energy in our solar system comes from the sunlight, which emanates from our sun. The sun's high-frequency electromagnetic energy creates and sustains all life on planet Earth. I know I, for one, when I would go to the beach, my aunt would say, just lay down, you know, and lay in the sun. And I would try, and I would lay there. And the longer I was in this, the more energy I would get. And it was like, I can't. You know, our sun is a son of God. And this energetic relationship is why son of God worship in some forms has been upon planet Earth since 250,000 BC, the time when human-like bodies or holy spirits first began incarnating into human physical bodies and experiencing life on Earth's third dimensional level. In the last 250,000 years, Earth has gone through many earth-changing energy cleansings. These energy cleansings have resulted in massive earth changes. Earth changes have, in time, completely destroyed each and every one of the ancient civilizations who were control-oriented and prevented the exercise of free choice in life. I mean, it's happened to every civilization that's gone before us. They've been destroyed. That civilization's been destroyed. Look at the old civilizations, Lemuria, Atlantis, you know, they're all gone. And I see we have another caller. Let's see who's calling in.
We have another caller.
Good evening, 718. You're on the air with Violet Ricky Radio.
Hey, Violet Rose. I love your topic. It is one of by far the most illuminating and educational and just such wisdom. I'm really enjoying this topic tonight. It's by far one of the best so far. I really commend you and keep up the good work. I love what you're talking about. It's so on the money.
And you could probably enlighten us a little bit if you could call back your past life in Egypt. Am I correct?
Yeah, I had two past lives in Egypt. Exactly.
So you know what happened there, right?
I don't remember all of it. I know what I did. You know, I was a priest in the House of the Dead and then one of those people, and then the other one I don't remember at the moment. But, yeah, the civilization deteriorated and lack of keeping up the disciplines, as you mentioned, and the energy work. I mean, the civilization deteriorated and almost disappeared as we knew it back then.
That's right. And in my past life, you know,
Atlantis also, which I think we know each other from there, I believe, way back when.
All right, I worked as a high priestess in the Healing Temple with Archangel Zadkiel and Saint Germain, and look what happened to Atlantis.
Yeah, yeah, happening now if we don't get back on the beam and all really tap into that consciousness that you mentioned and our higher selves and our energy bodies and our, you know, spiritual higher selves, and if we don't change the vibration of the earth, which I think most people are gearing toward that, and they have this awareness of consciousness that is really upon us, if you want to call it the spirit is upon us. But a lot of people are fighting it, and if they don't get it, well, they'll either go off the planet, or if they don't shift the consciousness, or the consciousness of shifting will, you know, delete them somehow. You have to get with the program, so to speak.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, well, we're in prison right now, but at least somebody's got a spoon so we can start to dig a tunnel.
Right, right, that's right. Well, we have people like you and all the people that are in the spiritual work, like myself and many, many, many good people out there. So it's, you know, but like I said, this is by far one of the most interesting and illuminating topic, and it's really uplifting. And I waited till almost the end to call you because I couldn't interrupt you. It's just so wonderful, the information that you're giving out there. Boy, you get an A+ for effort and research, I tell you.
Well, you know what? It's like everything I do these days, I say I'm just going with the flow. I gave up control, and I listened to Spirit, and this is what Spirit wanted to talk about tonight. So here we are.
I'm not going to hold you any longer. Finish up, and I'll call you at home later on and tell you more what I've got out of it. But it's really wonderful. I really, really, I can't put into words how immensely I enjoyed this session. It's just
so
wonderful, this program tonight. So see, maybe somebody else will call in. I don't want to hog up all the airtime, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye, Rose.
Bye, Spirit.
Bye. Bye.
If you guys do want to call in, I think we've got about 4 minutes left to the show. The call-in number here is 347-677-0699. And in connection with oneness, and you know, we really need to get back to that oneness and being one with all. You know, it's just, I think with developing, we've all become a little too greedy, a little too selfish. Granted, years ago, everybody, you know, was trying to make it. A lot of people came from poor backgrounds. And it was hard. I mean, the monarchy and the rich were few and the poor were many. And you know, it kind of still is that way today. But, you know, being poor and trying to get your peace, so to speak, and do good by yourself and help your family, it went a little overboard. This is what happens when you're out of balance. It went a little too far where people got greedy. They got selfish. They only thought about themselves and their families. And in some cases, people thought only about themselves and didn't even think about their families. But and the whole concept of oneness disappeared, like the great civilizations. There is a website that is doing very well in trying to bring about this oneness, and it is IU, the letter I, the letter U, namaste.com. And over at namaste.com, what they're trying to do is this name that they thought up is their way of expressing and reinforcing that the I and the you are together. And here on planet Earth, we are all one. And as one, we are united through love for each other and all other life forms on the planet, including the planet. And their mission is to make this world a better place by one, using their products so that all can become the one flame that lights 1,000 candles. It's IU Namaste's desire to promote love, unity, harmony, peace, empowerment, and enlightenment. And they are using their products to inspire everyone to carry this message. They have women and men's jewelry. They have books. They have vibrational sprays. They have candles. They're adding products daily. They have products to your home. I know they have a lovely pillow with the IU Namaste on it. They have cell phone covers. Anything where you can put that message of IU Namaste. They have these really cool silicone bracelets that say I equals you Namaste. We are all one. And it's just, you know, purchasing a product and spreading the word and spreading the message. And more people who spread that message of oneness, of love, of unity, of harmony. As I said, it's like we're digging out of prison with a spoon, but if anybody's watched the Shawshank Redemption, it is possible. So I'm so glad those of you who joined us this evening enjoy the show, and I hope to be back next week with another wonderful show. My guest next week is Anthony Pico. Anthony is a graphic artist and an astrologer. He's a wonderful astrologer who has recently taken Reiki, and we're going to join him on his Reiki journey as he tells us about it. So thank you all for calling in. It was a really great time, and I leave you all with much peace and much happiness. Good night, everybody.